In this podcast, I will discuss what are predatory journals and publishers, some tips to choose a legitimate journal, and what can be changed so that real science can flourish. Predatory journals and publishers publish counterfeit research. They exploit the open access model of publishing by charging fees to the authors, but in return offer no or very limited peer review. Currently, there is no definition or a set of criteria which defines predatory journals and publishers, and this ambiguity allows these journals and publishers to advertise themselves in various disguised ways to the researchers. Some novice researchers who have good quality research fall prey to these journals because of deceptive tactics and the pressure the new researchers feel to publish as soon as possible. At the same time, there are few who choose these journals to publish counterfeit research. Now, some tips to identify a legitimate journal. It is hard to identify predatory journals as they are becoming smarter in mimicking legitimate journals, but certainly they do have some characteristics. By asking certain questions to yourself before submitting a manuscript to a journal, we can distinguish between a predatory and a legitimate journal. It's important that new researchers should work in close collaboration with their supervisors, mentors, librarians to find a legitimate journal for their work. Now, some common red flags which we can look for include wide range of subjects published by the journal, which include contents which is biomedical and non-biomedical, poor grammar and spelling mistakes, significantly low article processing charges compared to other reputed journals in the field is an important red flag. Tempting statements like open access, early online visibility, quick response time. Very often they send you frequent and repeated emails asking for manuscripts. It's a very important sign to look for. It's worthwhile to cross-check with the organizations like Directory of Open Access Journals, Open Access Scholarly Publishers Association, and Committee on Publishing Ethics to see whether the journal is actually a member of these organizations, because many predatory journals claim to be a member of these valuable organizations, but actually they are not. You can also check on Beal's List whether the journal is listed as predatory or not, and the list gets updated. There are also some useful websites, for example, Think, Check, Submit, journalguide.com, and Journal Author Name Estimator, which can help you to find a legitimate journal for your work. I will submit the links of these websites in the comment section below. It's equally important for Research Ethics Board and supervisors to help investigators produce good quality research. This might further decrease the need for predatory journals to disseminate the research. Coming to the point of what should be changed. First of all, there's an urgent need from the academics and the researcher community to formulate an international guideline which will outline the characteristics of predatory journals as publishers. This will serve as a gold standard and will help to distinguish between a legitimate and a predatory journal. Additionally, there's a need to devalue and ignore predatory journals and publishers. And automatically, when no one sees value in these journals, researchers might be less tempted to publish in them. To devalue predatory journal, we can take three potential approaches. First is label them as predatory. We should promote the lists like Beal's List, as it is accessible for everyone and it lets you make a quick decision and an informed decision to choose is the journal predatory or not. Labeling these journals as predatory will stop their recognition and decrease their credibility among the scientific community and the public at large. This in turn might stop researchers to publish in these journals, as no one sees value in them anymore. This might further help to cut down the demand of predatory journals and publishers. The journal editorial boards can amend the existing guidelines for scoping reviews, systematic reviews, and meta-analysis, and should ask authors to report the number of predatory articles they found during their search for the literature review, and should exclude them from the main analysis. This might help to cut down the recognition which predatory articles seek for. And lastly, the hiring and the promotion committees should carefully review the applicant's CV to see how many of the manuscripts are published in the predatory journals, and then act accordingly. I hope you find this podcast useful in helping you identifying a legitimate journal for your research. Thank you very much.